Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. And we would love to hear from you, so please give us a call. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And if you're afraid to call us, you can always email Miss Brown Sugar at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. She takes all personal emails. If you have butt pics, if you have, what's that, the pimple doctor.
Oh, no, the pimple popper.
All that.
Yeah, no.
She takes all of those pictures, questions, comments, concerns about your excess pimples. You can hit up Ms. Brown Sugar. She got you. Anyway, we social network. So that didn't sound right. We're on social media. So if you're on Facebook, you asked to get into the Smooth Drama group, myself or Mr. J will add you. If you are a bot who is trying to do the whole, hey, I want to get in, I want to be your friend, and then you want me to click on the link to your webcam, it's not going to happen, and F you for trying. Yeah, it's crazy. Anywhere you find Smooth Drama, you Google us. We're very Googleable. You Google Smooth Drama, wherever you find Smooth Drama, talk to us. We'll talk back. It's all good. You can also go to the website, www.smoothdrama.com. That's where we keep all the naked pictures of Miss Brown Sugar. if you're into that kind of thing. But other than that, no. All right. I'm going to stop.
Yeah, because I'm just going to sit here and just pretend like you're not saying what you're saying.
Okay. All right. Well, that didn't happen, y'all. What did happen is everybody was talking about Lizzo and her thongo.
I'm over her.
Yeah. Well, apparently it worked. She was called Entertainer of the Year. And the Houston Rockets invited her to dance with their cheerleaders. So she was like, I'm going to be there with bells on.
Well, they said she twerked that night.
Yeah, she twerked on the Jumbotron.
Yeah. And I don't know. I just find it in poor taste, and it wouldn't matter what size she was to me. I just find it in poor taste. And I know, you know, people, you know, I kind of feel like it doesn't have anything to do with kids either, but, you know, people were comparing her to Prince. You know, Prince was already over the top. He came in over the top. You know, people say so is she, but I don't know. I don't know. I don't understand it. I don't.
Is that double standard you talk about? It's okay for Prince's ass to be out, but Lizzo's ass can't be
Prince
out.
Prince can do whatever he wants to do. I'm a Prince fan, so I was insulted by the comparison myself. So, but.
How are you insulted?
Because they compared her to Prince. How dare you?
What? She performed with Prince.
No. No.
She is one of the few artists that he actually performed with.
Yeah, and that's fine. I'm not saying, but she's nowhere near Prince.
No.
Well, yeah. So
not a lot of people who were nowhere near.
Exactly. So then they need to leave his name out of that.
I'm just saying.
I understand what you're saying.
He had to ask Al Jean, so.
I know, and he could do that.
Okay, so she's saying,
no, she can't.
I'm Lizzo.
No, he did
I can
it.
Do
no.
That.
No, 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 no. I mean, I feel like this. If I don't know how it would have been back then, because there was no social media, but I doubt he would have been on Twitter or Instagram crying about the reaction that she was receiving. So, to me...
Was she crying?
Yeah, she was on either Instagram, Twitter, wherever you can make a video, I don't know. And she was crying.
Hmm.
And she says people are hating on her because of her size. And, you know, I'm sure some people were. Some people just felt like her body isn't attractive. So I don't know if it has to do with her size or if she just doesn't have an attractive body.
Right. I think that's it. Because I would suggest that if Rihanna had done that.
But see, that's the thing, though. Like, Rihanna does stuff like that. Anyway,
yeah,
but at appropriate time.
Okay, but I mean, no.
I don't think Rihanna would have did it at a basketball game. Or if she had it, it would have been tastefully. It would have been more tasteful to me.
Well, no, I'm just saying. So if it's Rihanna,
mm-hmm.
and she has the ass out dress with
mm-hmm.
the thong on,
mm-hmm.
and she's walking, she's twerking, whatnot, folks have been like, whoa, Rihanna was putting it out there.
Yeah, I think the media would have, the social media comments would have been different. But.
So you don't see the problem with that?
I mean, I do, but then my thing is you can't get mad at people for what their preference is. If people found her body or her butt unattractive, then they found it unattractive. So she can put it out there, but she can't take the criticism?
No, I agree with that.
Yeah, I mean.
I'm saying, so you're the double standard person.
It's not a double standard. It's about,
not?
I mean, I don't think so. I feel like if they don't like her body, then they don't like her body. If it's because she's overweight, then, I mean, I don't understand that.
It's
I don't
because
understand.
She's overweight.
Okay, so everybody has to love her because she's overweight?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, didn't say
so
that.
So if she was thin and she did it and people still were hating on her or saying, you know, your ass is still flat, because she could have been thin with a flat ass.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's what everybody was saying. So then people were what? Then they're still body shaming her, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what I'm saying.
Look, they only did it because it was her and they consider her unattractive. So for example, she's the woman that everybody want to hit so long as nobody know about it.
And see, and that's where I'm confused, because all over social media, that's all you see is BBWs, get you a BBW, it's wintertime, they cuddle better, blah, 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 blah. So then I'm confused. I don't understand. So
what
then
is there to be confused about?
Well, I don't know if it's people or guys or I don't know who is gassing these women up. But to me, it's like you're gassing them up to make them think that they're attractive, to give them self-esteem. And then time somebody chops them down or cuts their self-esteem down, then it's a backlash. Because just like thin women, not all women's bodies are created equal anyway, from size 6 to size 26.
Okay.
So not every woman's body is going to be received by all men anyway.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. I don't understand where the issue comes in because she's fat. They just didn't like your body, sweetie.
No.
And if she hadn't been thin and they didn't like her body, then what? What would be the argument?
Well, once again. So, for example, and I go back a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when I said that Monica was like, she signed her divorce papers.
Mm-hmm.
She went on Instagram and got naked.
Yeah.
Posted naked pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't no negative backlash on that.
I don't remember hearing anything about that.
It was a lot.
Okay, so if her body is attractive to people, I don't understand.
Okay, so what we're talking about is the double standard. So Lizzo is way inappropriate because she's at the game with the ass out, right? That's what they say.
Yeah.
Monica's naked. She got a lot of followers. She got a lot of young followers. She's naked. She just put it, hey, bam, this is my ass. Love it.
and there was no. And see, the, I don't know.
No,
I don't
negativity.
Know.
There was no Twitter backlash.
So then, what
to
about all the BBW lovers? Then where were they? Were they supporting Lizzo or not?
Well, they're supporting Lizzo.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. I don't understand.
Well, I mean,
people who don't support her, they're haters. I'm not a hater.
No.
I just don't. You're not my preference.
Well, I'm not arguing that.
Yeah.
And it's not about the preference. I'm saying. Because you always talk about double standards.
Yeah,
there's a double standard here because Lizzo did something. To me, it was funny. Now, tasteful, not tasteful, yes. I personally, it's like, yeah, you ain't have to do that. But for her and her brand, she's like, look, I'm putting my ass out there. Now, I always say, look, unless you're in porn, if you put your ass out there, folks see you as a piece of ass and nothing else.
True.
So in that regard, as an entertainer, because she's supremely talented, she can sing.
Mm-hmm.
She can really sing.
And she's a very talented performer. She,
right.
Yeah.
It doesn't work for you to do that because unless you're Beyonce, who can leverage it?
Mm-hmm.
See, because there's the thing. Now, if you're going to leverage it, and not be the laughing stock, then cool.
Mm, yeah.
So, I mean, the story's still being written. But if all it is she's just a piece of ass after all this, then joke's on her.
True.
And that's where we're at.
Yeah. And I don't see where there's a double standard, though.
Okay. Well, I guess.
I just feel like they didn't like your body.
Yeah, they didn't like her body, but
yeah.
As I said, if it's Rihanna, Monica, or whoever people think is attractive, it's like the sexual harassment thing.
True, but a lot of people think Lizzo is very pretty, so I don't know. I'm that's what I'm saying. I'm not understanding.
Okay.
Because people have always I've heard you know people say that she's beautiful, so.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't really know who she was till this twerk thing.
Yeah, I mean, I knew who she was, but I didn't think she was a big deal like she is. But yeah, as far as Entertainer of the Year.
Yeah, she's Entertainer of the Year, so
yeah. Okay.
Apparently it's working for her.
Yeah, something else.
Shout out to Lizzo.
Good luck, girl.
You go, girl. Brown Sugar want to borrow your dress.
Oh, my gosh. For real. Okay.
It's like, what? Ain't that what people do? They borrow and don't bring it back.
Oh, I'm not going too far in that dress, so. I'm not going too far. She'll be getting it back.
Well, you don't have to go that far to see penis worms.
What's a penis worm?
A penis worm. So, apparently, there's a innkeeper worm known as penis fish. And I guess last week there was a major storm. And a whole bunch of them, thousands of 10-inch penis fish, were stranded on the beach in Marin County. Right out.
Oh, that's in our backyard.
Yeah, it's right here in the Bay Area. So they live in the muddy sand. And so I guess the storm pushed them all up on the beach. And so there's a picture with thousands of penis worms. And so in Korea, they actually eat penis worms.
Is that the gooey duck thingy?
Well, no, it looks like it has the head of a penis, which is why it's called the penis worm. And when you squeeze the stuff out, it comes out like a penis.
That's not even.
Well, now the thought of thousands of penises on the.
I mean the witch. I mean it's
beach.
A fish though. That's my idea. It's a fish.
There's some videos where they show them squeezing it
and
comes out the head.
Yeah, no. And it's a fish, so that's not attractive. There has to be some attractiveness to it.
To a fish?
No, to a penis. Bumping ugly is not a term.
I think that we're talking about two totally different things now. We're talking about the penis fish. You talking about penis.
Well, that's what we...
penis fish, thousands of them on the beach. Now, for me, it's creepy. Now,
and that's what I'm saying.
It's a Korean delicacy.
And I think I've heard of it.
Yeah.
I think it's called gooey duck or something. I don't know.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
No.
Well.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't think I'd eat a fish that was shaped like a penis. I mean, fish.
Well,
I'm guessing
they
chop it up.
Yeah.
Fix it differently.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
I mean, although the people do like penis, so you put, because supposedly other cultures you eat penis and it makes you virile.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah. I'm
gonna pass on the.
On the penis.
On the penis virility.
I don't need to actually digest one.
You know, because you say what you have. Well, I had penis.
Yeah.
Fish.
I'm just having fish.
Yeah. So I had fish. What kind of fish? Oh, penis fish.
Tilapia. Just give it a random name.
Go give it tilapia.
Yeah.
That's even
tilapia.
Worse. Tilapia is not even a real fish.
Everything is tilapia.
Mm. Okay.
That's how you know. It's just a bunch of... It's like a hot dog.
Yeah. All right. So we just going to go on break on that because I can't do it. All right. This is the Fugees. Vocab.
Yo, this is the Fugees, refugees, about to take you on a journey into the dimensions of the Book of Basement. The basement's word. Hey, yo, 1, 2, 3.
Uh-huh.
The crew is called refugees. And if they don't adjust the rap diary, stop the violence and just bring it on. Why, yo?
With my philosophy, to Grandmaster Flash, MC Melly Bell. Then I left Fuji and came with Rock the Bells. See, I'm known for the cool, like a Jew is a Jew. Like a father got the cool, like the baby got the blue. Like a fool got the Manchu, Shaka got the Zulu. Hawaii got the Honolulu, I got the rap blue. So skibidi bop bop, you don't stop. You do the rock rock from hip hop to bebop, from bebop to being folk.
I don't think
art?
You know what I'm saying? I think they do like the whole, it's a whole routine, like to get your hair done, to get your nails done, to get your eyelashes done, to get your eyebrows done. That's a whole routine. That's like, and it, you know, it reminds me of like a heroin addict when you have like all your paraphernalia. Mm-hmm. And that's what it is. Like women have paraphernalia for their looks.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's a big deal to go get your hair done and to be pampered and all that stuff, so.
Okay.
I don't know.
Alright. Well, on that note, because we're all pampered out.
Okay.
We're going to go to our dumbass of the week. Get that last part out. Dumbass of the week. There's a couple in Florida. Not that y'all would have guessed that. But there's a couple in Florida who pay $120,000. I'm going to say their name. I'm going to say their name, Billy and Beatrice Cox. They spent $120,000 on the unicorn of the art world. And after seeing the public debate it sparked about art in our society, the conceptual artwork, Comedian by Italian artist Maurizio Cattelan. It was the talk of last week's Art Basel. Miami. Right. What the hell was it? I'll just say first, dude sold three editions, each in the $120,000 to $150,000 range. So what he did was, on a canvas, he put duct tape on the banana. And they say, ultimately, we sense that Catalan's banana will become an iconic historical object.
Okay, wait. Okay. So you're saying that it's an art canvas, and he duct taped a Chiquita banana?
He duct taped a banana.
What kind of duct tape? Was it
duct
sparkly
tape.
Duct tape?
Was it
the regular gray?
It just duct tape.
Okay. Wow. See, I need that one idea. That's all you need.
120.
All you need is one idea.
$120,000. I'm like, what
you
am I doing?
That. Exactly.
What am I doing?
You could have did that. You could have did that.
Everybody could look.
No, everybody can't.
No,
do
everybody
that.
Can't look. No. If I go to work tomorrow and say, "Hey, kid, everybody, get a piece of paper. We're gonna duct tape these bananas, and we're gonna sell them for $120,000 because we're talking about the iconic historical debate that we can produce
in our society."
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like, I don't know, maybe you can do something with coffee grounds, or I don't know. What do you eat for breakfast? Oatmeal. Rub some oatmeal on the canvas.
My feelings is hurt.
Peanut butter and jelly.
No, you know what? As an artist, you know, when you produce hundreds of pieces of art in your life, thousands of pieces of art in your lifetime, and there's somebody who can sell their art. I mean, because I sold art, right? Mm-hmm. I sold comics. Mm-hmm. We sold a lot of art. But $120,000 for duct tape bananas on the campus.
See, you're not avant-garde enough.
Apparently.
You need to get out of that box.
Mm. See, I said Art Basel.
See?
Miami.
See? You need to start talking like that.
Oui, oui.
See? You need to start talking like that. Get out of that box. Maybe if you fall and hit your head, you'll get an idea.
Mm. You know, is that a real idea, though?
What you mean?
Is that a real... I mean, is it a real idea? See, it's like when people paid all that money for dude putting paint on a ball and throwing it at a canvas and started talking about how it's a reflection of society. Get the fuck out of here.
I mean, look at Andy Warhol, and he made the tomato soup can. All he did was paint the Campbell soup can over tomato soup. He just painted that. He just did it over. It was already there. He just painted it. And look at, I'm saying his name. He's dead.
I've never said his, I won't say never say his name. I just.
But I'm just saying, I mean, that's what, you know, somebody gets an idea and somebody is like, oh, I'll give you $2 billion gazillion trillion for that. Have a good day, sir.
Yeah, I'm. Obviously, I need to come up with something really dumb, really quick.
I said peanut butter and jelly.
Okay. Peanut butter and jelly.
Nutella. Yeah, you know, people are trying to stray away from peanuts because it's an allergic reaction you get. So Nutella is the way to go.
Okay.
Because, you know, everybody can do Nutella.
So I will paint
Nutella. Paint it on someone's body and have them roll around on the canvas. That's right.
Or I could just do Nutella paint.
You can do Nutella paint.
Nutella paint. Like, you know what? Because I want this to reflect how I want society to be allergic free.
Yes, allergy free. Yep, an allergy free society.
See, I heard it here first.
All right.
We're going to have that smooth drama.
2020.
Line of body paint. I'm going to paint y'all up. Nutella. So, if you're interested, Smooth Drama at smoothdrama.com. We'll come to you and paint you for small sum, $1,000 each.
Okay.
Because it's for society.
Allergy-free.
Allergy-free society.
Yeah.
That's what we doing.
Yeah.
That's probably not what we should be doing. But, All right. Speaking of what you should not be doing, white people.
What they doing now?
I mean, Mike Tyson had a tiger, but white people, and black people who are acting unintelligent like white people who own tigers and play with them. And say, hey, you know what? These my buddies. They're my friends. It's like, so there are some people who have never had cats. If you had a cat in your life, you know. Cats, even when they're playing, are ruthless villains. Just their playing hurts. And I'm talking about your little punk-ass house cat. Your house cat ain't nothing. But your house cat is like a murderous villain when they're being a cat. And even if they're playing, their play hurts. So, Patty Perry, founder of the Wildlife Environmental Conservation in Moorpark, California. She suffered puncture wounds and several cuts after a couple of her tigers attacked her during a special event for donors.
Okay, but, I'm not saying. This isn't a personal pet, though. She's a conservationist, though.
No. Her Bengal tigers, and these were her tigers that she raised from cubs.
Oh, okay.
So they know and love her. So the Bengal tiger took both paws and wrapped them around her legs. She fell on the ground, and another tiger jumped on her and began to pull on her.
Yeah, because we're wild animals.
Yeah, well, they're playing because it's like it's fun to them because
yeah.
they play with each other like that all the time.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt them.
No.
But it hurts us. See, it's the reason why you can't have pets that can eat you.
You can't?
No, it's not a good idea.
I don't know about that.
No, see.
You know, you live on the edge.
Mm.
Live in the fast lane sometimes.
Okay. So it's the reason why, as I said earlier this week, like Florida's got that problem. People are dumb enough, oh, I want a python. Then the python gets big as hell. Where are you going to put it? It's like 10, 12 feet.
It's going to sleep in my room at the end of my bed.
Yeah. So, I mean, one, if you can't play with your pet, you shouldn't have it.
True.
You shouldn't have it. So, if you're going to play with your dog, you know, your dog is fine.
Get a dog, not a wolf.
Right. And not a pit bull. I mean, what's that?
Don't go there.
Yeah, pit bull.
Yeah, but don't go there.
I know, because black folks are like, I need to have my pit bull.
Yeah.
I got to have my pit bull. I got to have it.
Honey, it's a lot of people that feel that way about pit bulls.
Yeah.
So, until they attack.
Right.
So.
And it locks on one of your kids.
Yeah.
Because your kid is being unusually
cruel.
Being
a kid.
You are
being a kid.
Pulling on the dog. Dog's like, hey, stop fooling with me. Kid's like, ha, ha, ha. Jump on him off the top rope with the elbow. Dog's like, all right then, bitch. I'm going to show you why I'm a pit bull. Hock. And they got your kid. And you're like, oh, my God. Come on. Come on. And, you know.
Now they're sad because their kid is maimed and they have to put their dog down.
Yep. Because you were stupid for having something that can maim your kid as a pet in the first place. Just saying.
Okay.
Parakeets. They'll talk shit to you, but they won't hurt your kids or you. They might hurt your feelings. So they listen to you on the phone and they're like, oh, ah, fat bitch. You know, you'll get something like that. But they won't be playing with you and cut your body.
No.
In unimaginable ways.
You won't have
ways.
Lacerations and puncture wounds.
Right. So, just as a tip, white people, being the nice guy that I am, please leave
wild animals.
Dangerously wild animals alone. Because they'll ruin your life. They will ruin your life. If you care about stuff like that. I don't know. So, while I'm here, I guess we should just go into the hater of the week real quick.
Hate. I hate you.
Alright, so, hater of the week. There are some hackers, who have accessed the Ring security cameras in Florida for some strange reason.
I need to visit Florida.
And Tennessee. I've been there. It's overrated.
I just, you know.
Yeah. So apparently what these dudes have been doing, they've been communicating with children.
Mm.
Yep.
How?
They hack into the Ring camera
mm-hmm.
only 4 days after it was purchased on Black Friday, and it was placed in the room shared by 3 girls.
Mm.
And the hacker used it to harass an 8-year-old girl. In the video, he said he was Santa Claus. Yep.
Okay, so for how long? I mean, because I feel like that's only going to be, like, for as long as, like, from the time he says something until my child, which they would know to come get me right away. So, maybe 5 minutes?
Well, the issue is you get...
Yeah, you get something for protection.
No, you just get these devices because, oh, it's cool, like you're talking about Facebook Portal and all this other stuff that they're advertising. But hackers get in, and all of a sudden, it's different.
Well, don't you get that stuff for protection as well, though?
Yeah, you can.
Oh, okay.
But then I've taken it over, and so you're not really getting protected.
No, now I'm getting harassed.
Okay. Yep. And your kids are getting harassed. It's funny how that goes. So, hater of the week, the hackers who are looking at little people in Florida and Tennessee.
There must be something in the water.
Literally, there is. In Florida, if you go on one of those tours, you drink that sulfur water. Mm-hmm. It's some of the worst ever.
Sulfur water. So maybe that's what it is, it's sulfur. Mm. It makes people crazy.
Could be.
Yeah.
But we're going to marinate on that. We're going to go on break here. This is Gangstar, Above the Clouds.
It's come to our attention that a mysterious force is loose somewhere in outer space. The mysteries of creation are there.
Up in the sky?
Up in the sky.
The moon and the planets are there. And new hopes for knowledge and peace are there. And therefore, as we set sail, we ask God's blessing on the most hazardous and dangerous and greatest adventure on which man has ever embarked.
Shall bring disaster to evil factors. Demonic chapters shall be captured by kings through the storms of days after, and to the earth from the sun through triple darkness to plaster with a force that can't be compared to any firepower, for its mind power shares the brainwave, causes vessels to circulate like constellations reflect at night off the lake. Word to the father and mother earth, seeking everlasting life through this hell for what it's worth. Look, listen, and observe, and watch another sea cycle pulling my peeps to the curb. Heed the word, it's like ghetto-style proverbs. The righteous pay a sacrifice to get what they deserve. Cannot afford to be confined to a cell. Brainwaves swell, turning the desert to a well. Experience the best teacher. Clouds will spray like street sweepers. Little daddy street preacher, illustrious teacher. Narrator you select, accompanied by deck, plus the DJ you respect. 7.5 combined over the front line. The 10% is promoting slander in the airtime. Bear in mind, jewels be the tools of the trade. Sharp blades, heavenly praise, the dues are paid. Above the crowd, above the clouds, where the sounds are original. Infinite skills create miracles. Warrior spiritual, above the clouds, raining down, holding it down.
Yeah, I leave scientists mentally scarred. Triple extra large, wild like rock stars who smack guitars. Poison bars from the guards, bust holes in your mirage. And catch a charge, shake them down like the riot squad. Invade your zone, ruin like ancient Rome. I span the universe to return to earth to claim my throne. The maker, owner, plus soul controller. Ayatollah rest in the sky to cloud my sofa. Stand like colossus, regardless to whom or what. Numerous attempts in my life, so who to trust? Who but us? To supply her with the fire, the burning truth. What is the absolute proof on the mic? Like Moses spoke in golden squad, survivor of the oldest tribe whose soldiers die. I know the five families, we shed tears and mourn, but our hands are on the ammo because the battle's still on. Sound the horn. We come rumbling through the function, precise laser beam techniques to touch something. When we die hard, they build a monument to honor us with. Humongous effect in the world, we could have conquered it.
Above the crowd, above the clouds, where the sounds are original. Infinite skills create miracles. Warrior spiritual, above the clouds, raining down, holding it down. Above the crowd, above the clouds, where the sounds are original. Infinite skills create miracles. Warrior spiritual, above the clouds, raining down, holding it down.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was Gangstar. Above the Clouds. Where the sounds are original. Infamous skills create miracles. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. So, Groundhog Day. I don't really have to explain it to her.
It happened again.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
Oh, what's that shit that happened again? All right, so most people heard there was a shooting in Jersey. They closed down half of Jersey. Shooting at the synagogue. Circle of violence. That whole chickens coming home to roost.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody cares when they're shooting at black folks. It's not an issue.
No.
Zero issue. But we start shooting at everybody else. Oh my God. What are we going to do?
It's called laws and bills to protect us, I guess.
Yeah.
Put in bills and laws regarding guns.
Yep.
Act the Gun Act.
Well, yeah, what's got to happen is, we all know it, all the comedians, Dave Chappelle, we've all been talking about it. If you want gun control, you just need a bunch of black folks, to one, to get guns, and two, be talking about shooting white people. Those two things happen. Gun control come down next week.
True.
Next week. It wouldn't take long at all. NRA would be like, you know what? We have to change our position. Because it's the same.
They've been fighting tooth and nail to keep their rights.
Right.
Like, you know what? You guys are right.
Right. But soon as black folks start talking about, we want to get these guns, boom, that's it. It's over. So, We need a day.
Yeah, because I don't know if I was reading it with Willie D or David Banner, that they were saying you don't even necessarily need to go purchase the gun. You just need to apply for the license.
Exactly. We need Black License Day.
Yeah.
Where the, 50 to 75 million black folks here.
And that, I don't think all of us would need to do it. I think if it was just a couple of thousand.
Yeah.
On the same day.
Right. No, I'm just saying. Yeah. So we should just say, hey, we're going to apply.
Black Friday.
Exactly. That's the Black Friday right there. We pick Friday and say, we're going to apply for a gun permit.
Yeah.
Guess what? Folks is in arms. They're like, oh, what? What happened? What? This is a real thing? This a real thing? And so, you have white people looking at their black neighbors like, oh my God, they might have been one of them 25 million who signed up.
Yeah.
Problem solved. Right there. Problem solved. And we need to look at stronger gun restriction laws.
Yeah, but then I'm wondering, would that turn into something bigger? Like, then it's a discrimination issue, you know.
Okay.
So, I mean, would we go into it knowing that, you know, most of us wouldn't get guns, that, you know, some people's feelings gonna be hurt?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course.
All right. Well, you know how sometimes, we have ideals.
Ideals?
Yeah.
Okay. So we doing that.
I'm just saying.
Doing the ideals talk.
We're not. Okay.
I'm just saying. You started talking about ideals.
I just, not everybody understands. So not everybody's mentally there. So you know, you get some black people that aren't there, it's going to be a different conversation.
Well, if you're a black person and you're not there, you have, one, taken too many drugs, and two, you have eschewed all of your natural instincts.
Possibly.
Case in point. So, I'll say, once upon a time, I was a mentor for some black students, right? And we would have our meetings, and we were very, very comfortable with black people mm-hmm. in the room. Mm-hmm. One time, there was a white person in the room,
mm-hmm.
and they're all looking. They ain't want to talk. They're just looking like, there's a white person in the room.
Mm-hmm.
That's natural instinct.
And see, my thing, I don't know. I would have felt uncomfortable too, but I would have felt like I wouldn't want them to listen to what we're talking about. Like, what we're talking about is privileged for us. This is our information. This is our, you know, this is our time. So he would be intruding on our time. Not necessarily, oh, I'm afraid, you know. No, you're intruding on my time. You're intruding on my my cultural event.
Well, no, just comfort level. See, cause there's a comfort level black folks safe space around positive black
well,
folks.
Yeah.
And then there's this person. You're like, oh, shh.
Yeah, because we were all raised. We didn't hear horror stories. And, you know, maybe they're not ours, but they're might be our parents, might
but
be our grandparents.
They are ours.
Well, yeah, what I'm saying is you may not have been, you know, my stories are not the same as my parents' stories, which are not the same as my grandparents' stories. So that's what I'm saying. I haven't experienced what they have experienced, but I do have that, not necessarily fear, but, you know, there is a distrust. So,
yeah, well, speaking of distrust, over in Britain, apparently Boris Johnson, who's the new prime minister, he's got some bougie black British people considering leaving the UK. Should he win today? Mm. He, of course, had the standard racist comments where he talked about black folks as having the watermelon smiles and pickaninnies. And he once wrote of Africa, "The problem is not that we were once in charge, but that we are not in charge anymore."
Wow.
But that's normal. So I see, it's like, remember when Trump won and black folks was talking about, oh, they leaving. Where are you going?
Exactly.
It doesn't matter where you go.
Yeah.
So this is Britain. So you leave America, go to Britain, guess what? They got a guy there.
Can you go to Bermuda or Jamaica and all that? Or
well, you can.
Okay.
You can. I mean, if it'd work out for you in Bermuda or Jamaica, hey, thumbs up to you.
Okay.
Do your thing. Although I've seen that ride from the airport to the resort in Jamaica.
Well, you're not living on a resort if you're moving out there.
Right. Exactly. I'm making it a point to say,
oh, I see.
I have seen that ride from the airport to the resort.
Yeah.
And if you're not living on the resort, woo!
Yeah, okay, I see.
That was just...
Yeah. It would be a culture shock and an adjustment for us.
Black folks. No, it shouldn't be. Well, yeah, if you're going from, if you're in a quote-unquote advanced country.
Yeah, so for us to live here and to go live there,
really?
It would be a culture shock.
Yeah, it would be a little bit more than that. But
well, you know,
Because it has nothing to do with culture. It's more like your standard of living is going from it.
True, but I just said, you know, and but that's the culture there, though. That's the, you know, that's what it is.
Yep. So, yeah, black folks, think about running. It doesn't matter where you're at. No matter where you go, the person in charge more than likely is going to hate you.
Most likely.
Most likely. Even in what you call Africa.
Yeah, not be too fond of you.
I mean, there are some puppet regimes who they just, I mean, the tide is turning. You know, obviously, like dude was talking about, hey, we not in charge. And that's a sad thing. And so for them, it's horrible. For us, it's good. There's less of a foothold there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just getting your bars up, as they call it, and raising up. So maybe if y'all went back to Africa, it might be good for you. We can raise the level of the continent. Just as a thought.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I do have one thought, though. So, Michael Vick. Not defending him. He has his coonish ways. But Michael Vick was supposed to be honored by that football league I don't really talk about.
Mm-hmm.
2020. The Pro Bowl. This woman wrote a petition. Put it on the internet. It's got like over 500,000 signatures. Michael Vick should not be
honored.
He shouldn't be anything.
So, even though he served his time.
Yep, 18 months.
Okay.
Not enough. Not enough.
Well, that's for the rest of your life.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. They were fighting dogs. His friends were fighting dogs. See, this is what I'm saying. So Michael Vick wasn't even there. He was playing football. His homies were fighting dogs in the mansion that he provided for them. They rolled over on the money, man.
Yeah.
And now they broke.
Yeah.
I hope that some of you went back to jail and they didn't treat you well. Not that I'm rooting for Michael Vick, and the fact that she's talking about a petition, and it just goes to show you, you're after this dude. He's done his time.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't dog fighting no more. Look, I did it. I made a mistake. Let's move on. Nope.
I was gonna say, I thought that was the American way, like we're supposed to move on.
No, you move on when it's white dude. You don't move on to the black dude.
Okay.
He's horrible forever.
Okay.
White dude though. Fighting dogs, shit. Dogs, cats, killing humans. Shit. You can kill black folks as a white dude. And the cops will bring you fast food.
Mm.
Just think about that for a second.
Mm.
Michael Vick killed nothing. But you can kill black folks. And a white dude can get fast food. You can get that Burger King.
True.
Funny. How that goes. Black folks' lives is below that of dogs. There ain't no petition to roll out none of these racist cops.
No.
None. But we got a petition out on Michael Vick. And on that note, it's another Smooth Drama production for Miss Brown Sugar. I am Mr. F the N Word. We out. Peace. Thank you.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you've got
smooth.
Drama.